Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And just like that, there you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you.
Good morning. It is 23 minutes after 8 o'clock right now, 73 degrees on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. It is time for us to check in with Stacy Williams with the York County Library System. And Stacy, you always come with a lot of great programs for us to take part in. And we say it all the time. What you remember of your library, if you haven't been in a while, it is completely different.
Yes.
It is not your mother's library.
It is not. It really is not. You guys have done a fantastic job over the years of really kind of changing the perception of a library. And there's nothing wrong with it to begin with. But, you know, there's a lot more programs. People can be a little loud, not too loud, but they, you know, it's just very different.
It's a fun place to be.
Very true. Yeah. All right. So we're going to start with we met our community goal of reading?
We met our community goal of over 2,021,000 minutes. I checked last night. We are actually at 2,500,000 minutes so far. So we have 14 days left of the challenge.
Wow.
The challenge ends Friday, July 30th. So if you have not signed up, it's still time to sign up. Just go ahead and log in. Visit yclibrary.org. If you've participated in any other challenge with us, it's the same login information. Drop in, pick up your prize after you've logged your minutes. And we're excited that we met our goal and just keep reading.
Oh,
yes,
so true.
That's the main goal indeed.
Always, especially in the summer. It's so vital. All right, so the library has 500 subscribers on your YouTube channel.
Yes, we've always had a YouTube channel, but during COVID and it being shut down for so long, we kind of revamped our YouTube channel. We're really using it now. So we got an email this week saying that we reached 500 subscribers, and that's really tough to do with the YouTube channel.
It's a competitive field.
It really is.
It's very competitive. So all of our virtual programs right now are on our YouTube channel. So every week there's something new. So we have craft videos. We have some yoga instruction, exercise videos. And we also have tutorials with some of our virtual library programs we have.
I love that. And it's all free.
Yes, it's all free.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed to our channel to keep up with all of our latest virtual programs.
It says every parent in the summer, when they've hit this part in the summer where their kids are already driving them up. What can we do? I'm bored. You could put it on television or on the computer and say, here you go.
Let's go somewhere.
And we have all of our story times on there as well.
Oh, great.
So if you can't come in, of course, we don't have any in-person programs right now, but we are going to be announcing some dates soon for that to be returning. So look forward to that soon.
Okay.
We're just happy that you've returned.
Yeah. We love that. All right. You've increased the number of digital instant borrows.
Yes.
Okay.
This is with our Hoopla Digital Services. We've actually had Hoopla Digital for about 2 years now. And with this virtual service, you have access to over 950,000 ebooks, audiobooks, comics, movies, TV shows. So if you have a York County Library card, you can have 10 borrows per month with Hoopla Digital. Those no holds, no waiting. And we just introduced something else in addition to that. It's 5 flex borrows. Those are those titles that are kind of in high demand. Mm. So those are kind of like one per person, but you do have a chance to put one of those on hold. But those 10 instant borrows, those are available anytime.
And you know what's interesting too is you think it sounds so hard. You do it one time and suddenly you're onto it, and it's so simple. It really becomes just a new way to learn and entertain yourself.
So if you're a big fan of books on tape, you can download a book on tape for free.
Yes, on your mobile device or your tablet.
And that's it.
Yes. And to visit us online at yclibrary.org.
Okay.
We have, in addition to Hoopla Digital, we have, you know, of course, Freego Music. We have Creative Book, which is like art classes and tutorials online if you're trying to learn a new craft. So we have so many great resources. We have something called Mango Languages if you're trying to learn Spanish or French, or if you're going to travel somewhere soon. So just take advantage of that with your York County Library card.
Oh, Stacy, you guys are rocking and rolling. We
love
it.
Plus, if you have questions, you can probably stop by the library and get a real person to sort of help you out a little bit.
Yeah.
We have. Go figure, man.
We love that.
Best of both worlds.
And one of our favorite places to visit is Friends Books on Main. And there's something happening this weekend?
Yes, this today on Friday and tomorrow on Saturday, July 16th and 17th, they are extending their book sale, $1 book sale for children's and young adult material. So if you're looking for something to read during the summer months, please stop by Friends Books on Main. All of those proceeds go back into the York County Library system.
You can find some great books in great conditions that otherwise you would be paying a nice price for. You can pay for it next to nothing. It is fantastic. It's one of our favorite places. Patty and I talk about it often. Well, I've got so many books that I would not have bought, but for, what, $2?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my goodness. And it goes back to the library. It's like a win-win.
You can take your family, even like the girlfriends and the son-in-laws, and let everybody choose something, and you get to treat because it's amazing deals. If you want to donate books, are they accepting donations in the same hours?
You cannot actually donate the books to the store. We prefer if you drop them off at one of our locations, especially if it's a large donation to
any library.
To the Rock Hill location. Okay. But you can drop them off as well at the other branches. The Friends actually have a sorting room in Rock Hill.
Okay. Good to know.
As always, Stacy Williams keeps us in the loop of what's going on at our local library. She's with the York County Library System. Follow them online and social media. Stacy, have a great weekend.